Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Now that I know fresh every day. And this morning, I am confident that a word is coming to us right from the oven of God. Are you with me? You have left me. A word is coming from God to you. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 25 verse 25, I believe. It says that as cold waters or fresh waters is, can you help me? It says as good news from far away, it's like, as cold water to the thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. You know, our pastor has traveled far, very far. And this morning, he's bringing us good news from far away. And it is going to be to your soul as cold water. This morning, I want you to stand to your feet. I want you to put your hands together with Jesus' joy in our hearts. I want you to shout and scream. And let's welcome to this international pulpit our pastor, my father, your bishop, our bishop, Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo.
Clap your hands for your pastor. Clap your hands for this handsome pastor. Clap your hands for this nice man. And now, clap your hands for the Lord. He brought you here. He put you here. He placed you here. Your hand clap is so not nice. For this awesome time. Amen. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for his blessing. Thank him for what he has to tell you this morning. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord. We know our lives will not be the same again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Clap your hands and you may be seated. Wow. So it looks like today is my first Sunday. That's serious. I now understand why I have missed all of you so much. You know, last night or this morning, when I went to bed, as soon as I touched the bed, I began to look forward to coming here. And I'm very happy to see all of you. I see that our compound is looking nicer. And it's going to look even nicer. But that's the message I'm preaching today, actually. And it's nice. It's different from how it looked like before I came here. Before we parted last year. And I'm also happy to see all of you. You know, I'm preaching a bit early this morning. So many of you are not here. But they will come. When they come, whatever God will do, it's up to God. But I have a very important message to share with you today. And I think you've had your fasting and prayer at Mapa. Tomorrow. What did you have in Gethsemane? That was a retreat for the leaders. Oh, okay. Okay. This is the entire church. I see. So you've announced already. How many of you are aware that we are praying tomorrow, fasting and praying tomorrow? And it's 3 weeks, also. It's 2 weeks. Okay. But during the year, we are going to have more of. So, our convener is going to lead us to pray. I think we'll have online prayer meetings in the morning, and then in the evening he'll lead us physically at OEB. Okay, so we'll all be there. And God has blessed us with an anointed convener. He's not come here before. Okay. We have to correct that mistake. Anyway, today I'm preaching about a beautiful life. The title of the message is A Beautiful Life. And verse 27 of the first chapter of the first book says, so God created man. So, can I read again?
Yes,
are you going to obey me?
Okay.
So, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. Say, I'm blessed.
I am blessed.
Lift your right hand and say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And subdue it. Yes. You can come to the front row. Yeah. And subdue it. Beautiful. And you must pack. Say. You must pack. Don't leave spaces. Yeah. Can I start again? And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Oh, you've got to squeeze. Okay. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God... Let's all read this verse together. Verse 31. One, go. And God saw everything that he had made. And
it was very
with us since then. And God saw everything that he had made. It's been a long time. Yes, it's good to see you. And behold, it was very good. Now, that word good is also, that is where I am taking my title from. That word is Tobe. And it means pleasant, excellent, rich, agreeable to the senses. And that is what I have put together as beautiful. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this morning I have a short message to share with you about your life. Now, if you look at verse 28, which is the first verse I read, you see God saying to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. These are all different words. Subdue it. Have dominion. So let's look at the words again. Fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, dominion. Let's take it again. One go. Fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, dominion. Again. Fruitful, multiply, replenish. Well, let's do it well. Fruitful is not a good word. Be fruitful. Okay. Not so. I mean, let's just do what is right. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion. Have dominion. Have dominion. Let's take it again. One go. That's what I said. There's no revelation anywhere coming. One go. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion. For the last time, my dear. One go. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion. Amen. You can clap your hands. Now, these words are the instructions God gave us. When I say us, I mean man, Adam, when he created him. He instructed them to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish the earth, to subdue, and have dominion. I know a lot of you don't understand these words. They are big words, but they are very important words. And to, I'm not, I'm not intending to give you the meanings of these words. This is not today, at least, today is not an English class. Like we are going to learn the meaning of subdue, the meaning of dominion, the meaning of replenish, the synonyms and all that. But all these words are different types of work. You know, this year is our year of what? Work. And this year, God is asking us. The message is a very short message, so listen very carefully. That in your life, you must do all these types of work. You must be fruitful this year. Be. You see, the word be means that, you see, it's a doing word.
Right.
To be. Be. Make it happen. Be fruitful. By December, you must believe God to see that your life has been a fruitful life. Then he also said, multiply, whatever it means. We are not doing English language today. Maybe next week. Then he also said, replenish the earth. And he also said, subdue it. And he also said, have dominion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am really believing God that everyone this year will have a vision to be fruitful. Amen. Will have a vision to bear fruit. When you see a tree without fruits, how many of you have seen a tree which doesn't have fruits before? Mango, orange. Then you've seen that later on fruits appear on the tree. Has anybody seen something like you have one in your house. Is it orange? Mango. There's a time there's no fruit. There's nothing. Only leaves and branches. Then there's a time that you see Salo mango. Okay. Which means that when there were no mangoes outside, there were mangoes inside. Yeah. So as the tree is standing there without fruits, there are fruits inside. Even though we don't see it outside. Many of you, we don't see anything on you. But I'm here to say that there are powerful things inside of you. Inside of you. That's how God made the world. That beautiful things will come out of nothing. Where there was no beauty, beauty appears. So no one should look at a mango tree or a banana tree and laugh at the tree. That you are a useless tree. Barren tree. One day, there will be something you've not seen before on that tree, hanging on that tree. I want to tell you today, there are beautiful things inside you. There are beautiful things inside you. If there's anyone here whose life is not beautiful, you are the one I'm talking to. There are things inside you. Yeah. There are things inside you. That's why when I see you, I should be very careful not to laugh at you. Because soon, I'll be forced to eat back my laughter. Where there were no fruits, fruits will appear. You are sitting here, there's no ring on your finger. A ring will appear on your finger. Don't stand in front of a mirror and laugh at yourself. That you have an ugly face. Or you don't have hair as a woman. When every woman has hair. I was standing somewhere yesterday. And I turned. And I saw a woman. With a big scar on her face. I was horrified by the scar. Then I looked at her again. And I noticed that she was a married woman. A man has married her. Which means that marriage is not dependent on the absence or the presence of a scar on your face. The smoothness of, if you are here and there's a scar on your face from an accident or a fight or something, I want to tell you that there is beauty in ashes. There is beauty in ugliness. Thus 2024, I am believing God with you that by December you will not recognize yourself. You see, I talked about somebody who stood in front of a mirror and laughed because of your whatever, nose, your eye, your mouth. Soon you will look at yourself in a mirror and laugh, but the laughter will be for a different reason. Fruits are going to come. Lift your right hand and say, fruits will come. Say, I'm not giving up. Say, I'm not useless. Say, I'm not useless. Fruits will come. Say, I believe that my life will look different. Say, I believe that there's beauty ahead. There's beauty beyond the ugliness. I believe nice things will come out of my life. Amen. Fruits are beautiful. The beauty of a tree is in its fruits. Some trees be in its flowers, but the flowers are also fruits. This is our year of work. That is why I'm telling you that work hard and believe God. If you look at your life next week and there are no fruits in your life, fight till something nice comes out of your life. Amen. And then the next one is to multiply. I'm not into English today. Yes, or mathematics, more of mathematics. But multiply just means that be more than you are now. That's all. Be more than you are now. Be more than you are now. Be more. And do more. Believe God that one day, when you turn your head in the church, your convert will be sitting behind you. A sister will sit by you that you invited to church, that you are witnessing to. Don't be alone. Let your gifts multiply. You are a dancing star. Multiply in your dancing. Believe God to dance better than what you do on the stage. Multiply. Don't be happy with the way you are. Some of you must multiply in the different things you do. We should see a dancing star who is also a singing star. I'm showing you how to work. Be fruitful. Multiply. Your fight and your passion must be to multiply. That a lot of things are coming out of you. That you are becoming more. You are becoming more. When you marry, you have multiplied. Because before you married, you were the only one in the room. And now you and your wife are in the room. And you and your husband. So make yourself nice in such a way that somebody will marry you. It's also a way of multiplying. Multiply means do more. Some time ago, I used to preach, have one Sunday service. Today, I'm going to have two Sunday services and three and four. Do more. Yeah. This year, I'm going to start a fifth service. I have four services. I'm starting a fifth service on Thursday evening. Last year, my weekend started on Friday. This year, my weekend is starting on Thursday. The whole weekend starts on Thursday with a miracle service. Yeah. Weekend starts on Thursday. The name of the service is All Things Are Possible. So. It's not for teaching points and explaining with Hebrew words. We do Hebrew words on Sunday. That one is power of God, miracles, testimony. Because you deserve a miracle. You deserve a testimony. Oh, you don't. Oh, sorry, you don't. He deserves a testimony. If next year I'm alive, I will have a sixth service. I'm multiplying. I received a prophecy yesterday in the Benny Hinn service. Beautiful. About the number of leaders that are going to surround me by December. And I wrote it down. It was a clear voice. That one is also a multiplication. You must believe God that the number of correct people around you will increase. It's a type of multiplication. No one should seek to do just what you are doing. That's just your life. That's all you are doing. So I'm talking about the beautiful life. Because at the end, verse 31, he said it was very good. That's the, you see, I'm showing you how to come to that place of looking very good, looking pleasant, looking beautiful, having a life that agrees with the eye, agreeable with the eye. Many of you, when we see you, your life doesn't agree with our eyes. Yeah. On Sunday morning, you are coming to church, so much dust on your shoes. It doesn't agree with the eyes, because you should have been driving your car by now. Your hairstyle doesn't agree with the eye. Your dress doesn't agree with the eye. Yes. Your hand. When I look at your hand, it doesn't agree. It's not agreeable. It's not a Toby. It's not good that at your age, there's no ring on your finger at this age.
It's not agreeable.
And even some of you should not have just one ring on your finger. There must be another diamond ring on a second finger. Diamond. It's a beautiful life. Last year, our pastor was wearing t-shirt and shirt and what. Today, it's a chain. Gold. It's gold. Multiply. So I'm going to have my own soon. You see, if you don't multiply, your life will not be beautiful. Your life will not be beautiful. Your life will be a very ugly life. It was very good. Multiplying the number of hours you spend. Multiply the number of hours you spend to read. Multiply the number of hours you pray. Even if it is 20 more minutes, you've multiplied it.
Preaching.
By a fraction. Multiply your spirituality. Multiply your holiness. Your holiness. You don't watch pornography, but you are with a man. So you've done well by removing pornography. You must this year remove the man from your life. You must do what? Remove the man. I'm saying that whatever you are doing, multiply. Multiply the number of verses you read in the Bible. 2 verses a day. Make it 3. Make it 4. Multiply. Just multiply. I'm showing you how to have a beautiful life. Then replenish. The real English word is refill. Refill. You see plan. Yeah, from the French plan. Full of plan de. Plan de. Replenish means refill. Why? Say, why do you refill? You refill because as we go up and down, we lose things.
Yes.
Our lives develop gaps. Yeah. Our lives become cheesy with vacuoles, holes. Many of you, if you look at your life, just play back 3 years ago, you would notice something good you used to do, you used to have, what was happening to you, that is not there anymore. A friend you've lost. Oh, yes. An activity. You used to sing. Like Lady Pastor Zara, she used to lead worship. She's a very, very good singer. Not even a good singer. She was our worship leader in the church. Today, because of pregnancies, she has been vacuolized by life. Because of pregnancies and marriage and money. These things, prosperity, that's really the word that I've used to anyway. Sorry for talking too much. Because of prosperity, I'm preaching. You may think I'm joking. Because of prosperity, she has become vacuolized. Because life has a way of taking things from your life. This life we are living, then you are young. You might be a very young girl. It takes things from you. That's why Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who mourn. It is a part of the Beatitudes. This rubbish Christian life has to give way to the real Christian life. We need mourners. Who is a mourner? A mourner is not somebody who has lost a husband or a son or a car. That's not a mourner. You don't mourn when your child dies. You don't mourn when your husband dies. Yes, verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn. Nobody mourns. You don't. You never see anybody crying just because her child has died. No. You mourn when you become aware that your child has died. Any woman you meet crying because her husband has died is crying because she is now aware. I spoke to a woman for about 45 minutes. She wasn't crying. We were talking about her husband who was not well. And she was worried. She was worried. Then the phone call ended. And then she called again. This time, she was crying. Why was she crying? Her husband had died. But did you know that all the time I was talking to her, her husband had died? We were praying for her dead husband. We didn't know. He had died an hour earlier. But she didn't know. She was not aware. She only began to cry when she became aware that her husband was dead. So I'm saying that you might have lost something. You are not even aware that you've lost something. You are not even aware that something has been taken from your life. A relation, you've been robbed of a relationship. You've been robbed of your future. You've been robbed of even sometimes the person is there, but you know it's not as it used to be. You've been robbed. Part of your life this year is to refill. To refill means that you must first of all be aware that there's a vacuole, there's a hole, there's a gap. And make the effort. Where was I? I was at a special place. Two days ago, I was somewhere very special. Why can't I remember? A very special. Then I knelt down there and I said, Lord, I'm praying to you here about this thing I have lost. I've been talking to you once a while, and you know, but I want you to know it's a serious issue for me. Awareness. Sometimes even the awareness gets more acute. You've lost your virginity. You are not bothered that you've lost your virginity because you are not aware of what has happened to you. Yeah. This year, you must regain your virginity. Yeah. Feel it again. Yeah. Yes.
Preaching.
Regain your purity. Regain your purity. Refill, replenish means that don't just be on the lookout for nice new things. My new car, my new job, but what about the old lost things, the old losses? I want a new friend. I want new friends. How about the old one? For every person that I have lost, I must put in a new one. Yesterday, I sat in a Benny Hinn service and I sent a text message, a special text to somebody. I said, you are now this person to me. Yes. Because we lose things. And many of you are not aware. You are not mourning. Because you are not aware, you are not acutely aware of what you've lost. You're not aware. You don't know what you've done to yourself. That's why when God came to the garden and he saw that they had eaten the fruit, he said, what is this thing you've done? What is this? That question is the wildest question. What is this? Obviously, it's not just a fruit they were eating. It must mean a lot. I mean, when you come home and your son is eating an apple, you say, what is this? Or a mango, you say, or banana. No, the implications. Some of you have lost your prayer life. Refill it. Be aware first and refill it. You've lost your Bible study life. You've lost ministry. You've lost your spirituality. Replenish. That's the work. And the title is A Beautiful Life. A beautiful life. Ha. Bears fruit. Multiplies. And refills. refill, replan. Otherwise, you'll just be going on in life, getting new dress, new shoes, new friends, new wife, new husband, new whatever, and your life is just full of vacuoles. Refill. We should refill our love. We've been married for 10 years. We know. Are you not aware that we have lost some things in the marriage? Let's do something. Leaking and eking. Eking and leaking. If you don't refill, part of our work is to refill. And you can never refill. Only mourners refill. You will never refill if you are not aware that you've lost something. If you're a pastor, know what you've lost. The members you've lost. The numbers you've lost. The anointing you've lost. The graces you've lost. Not going to sit in Ben Hin, whatever. You are looking for some new anointing to come from where? Which dove? How about the lizard you have lost? You are looking for a dove. And the next one is subdue it. That's also your work you must do. That's the work you must do. And katabo shabalaba. You see, we are not doing English, but I can't help but the first, you will understand subdue if you understand sub. Submarine. Sub means su, under. That's all. Wake up. Wake up. This year, part of the work you have to do is your 1 Corinthians 9:27 work. Look. There are things, if you are looking, you see, say, but I keep under my body and bring it into sub. Bring it into sub. Part of your work this year is to keep certain things in your life under. Don't allow certain behaviors to surface. He didn't say kill it. Some things can never die. One of the things that can never die is your lazy temperament. That's how you are in life. You are a lazy man. You are a lazy girl. Or you are too choleric. It's like you don't. It's like what you want to do is what it's how it affects others doesn't concern you. Subdue is to sub. You know yourself. I'm just giving just whatever example. You know what must go down. means that some of you this year must completely go off Facebook and have somebody who gives you a link and helps you to watch online program, like how we are fasting this week. You must have a means of going online at dawn with your friend or but on your own. You must not be on social media because the things that are there, they bring out the animal in you. And there's nothing you can do to kill the animal in you. It's a part of your life. God made it so. That's why Paul didn't say, I kill my body. How can you kill your body and do ministry? The body is there, but you must sap it. Push it down. Our wedding is in August, so we can't be holding breasts at this time. Sap it. Sap it. Sap it. Sap it. Subdue it. Subdue it. There are certain people in your life you can't kill. You can't remove from your life. If you work in a place, you can't remove some people from your life. But you must subdue their presence. Yeah, sub it. They must be subdued. And the biggest thing to subdue is yourself. Because you are not good. Your things, when they come out, Paul said it, that I am aware. I don't need you to tell me. He said, I am aware. He said, I know that in me, and it, that is in my flesh, lieth no good thing. No good thing. There's nothing good. Something good. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. As this year, our work is not only just doing outreach or cleaning the church floor. Part of your work is to subdue. Let God show you what you should subdue. Kutabahatakaba. Let God show you what nonsense you must not allow. Again, I've allowed you room too much to operate. From now, it's okay. Subdue. One big way to subdue is not to go near the things that stir up the things coming up.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. I have no problem being with this girl. I have no problem being with this girl. I have no problem. Maybe we can even sleep on the same bed.
Yeah, no problem.
That's not a problem at all. But this one.
Yeah.
This one. Even looking at her. Gives me a certain feeling that disturbs my spirituality. So what do? I must cut her off.
Yes.
It's by doing that, I am subduing. See, I have no problem with her. I have no problem with this one. Nothing with this. This is my best friend. You should know. The people around whom your desire for drinking and smoking jacks up. It jacks up. Stirs it up. And subdue it. Subdue it. Subdue it. Otherwise, you will work. There are many parents who are working hard. Only for them to come home to see that their children have vacuolated their lives. May God give you all the ability to subdue. Put under. To subdue is to sub. Put under. Put under. The pornography, put it under. If your problem is pornography, it means that you must not use a smartphone.
Right.
Yeah. If it means, if your pastor, Bishop George, says that if you don't have a smartphone, you can't be a shepherd, so be it. I can't be a shepherd. Take your ministry. Take your ministry. Oh, yes. Because I must take heed to myself first, and then to the flock. I'm saying it now in English. Now in English. Some of you should not use a smartphone. At least for the next 3 years. That's a mean of subdue. That's a work. I told you, we are not doing English here, but I'm just showing you that the work we are doing this year is not, it's not just build a church and fill a church with members. No. Get it right. Makuta Bayaba, Rika Kosubaba, the people who build churches, who fill church chairs with members, at the people who have worked on themselves first. That's why the message is a beautiful life. We need beautiful lives to build the church. We need beautiful lives to be shepherds. We need beautiful lives to be pastors. We need beautiful lives to be bishops. We need beautiful lives to be instrumentalists. We need beautiful lives to be choristers. The first thing God looks out in your life, looks out for in your life, is not what you've done, it's what you are. Work on yourself. A lot of things we have preached in church that shepherds must do, sheep must do, but central leaders must do, shouldn't be preached. Nobody has preached anything to me. The things I do. I receive neither text message nor telegram to come and start a church here. Which phone call? A lot of the things we do is just, is it puppeting or puppeteering or puppeting? Things that don't have life, that we have tied strings on and are moving to show that they have life. Puppets. A lot of Bosentel leaders are not even Christians. But we are waking them up to pray. We are waking them up. If you are a proper, nobody will wake you up to pray. You yourself will know that you must pray. Who has woken me up to pray where? Replenish. Multiply. Be fruitful. And subdue those sexual feelings by cutting off that girl. And being around women like this, who stir up holiness and the love of God. And don't be around nonsense girls. Don't be around nonsense girls. Don't be around nonsense boys. Subdue it. Don't present yourself as a helpless victim of circumstances, that your uncle raped you when you were 11 and you have become too sexual. Do you know how many girls were also raped? Not by their uncles, but by their fathers. Stop telling. telling us nonsense. Wake up and work on yourself. Which takes me to the last point. Have dominion. Have dominion means, which is also from the first three letters, dom. Dom. Your dom is your dom. Everybody has a dom called domain. I may not have power here. I may not have power here. But this small place here, it's my dom. It's my domain. You come to my room to play with my breast. Have I come to your house to play with your testicles? Be in charge of your body. Have dominion. Dominion means that this, my body, will not be available to Felix anymore. I'm ruling. It's this year, part of your work is to know this is your domain. Is this not your little domain? Are you a keyboardist? Do you preach in the morning? Do you sing with the choir? So just this small area, you want me to take the laptop to a repairer and bring it? Kai, you are useless, girl. Have dominion. Dominate your little space. I've not gone to the Methodist church down the road to go and shout there. Have you ever seen the Methodist church preaching there? Am I a Catholic priest? No. We have ICGC down the road. I'm nothing there. If I attempt to enter now, the usher will just throw me away. I am nothing because I am truly nothing. It's not that I'm nothing in ICGC. I am truly nothing. But at least in first works here, dear, it's my domain. And over here, you got to line up or you are thrown away. Yeah. Many of you have sat down for a lot of nonsense to go on in your little domain. So as you can see, me, I am in charge. You will know that I am in charge. Where I must be in charge, I am in charge. How can you supervise a choir to collapse? Have dominion. Part of your work is to dominate the little dominion you have, the little domain you have. Of your work is to know as a woman, where is my domain? Your domain is your bedroom. Make it nice. Yay. If everybody had control, this church would be a beautiful church. If CEOs had dominion, percentage leaders had dominion, girls had dominion. You think you're the only one who didn't feel like I came to church this morning? I can't share my feelings with you this morning. Don't sit down and let some extraneous powers rule over your home. Take charge. And you don't dominate, you don't have dominion by only shouting and being bullish and brutish. Sometimes the most powerful energy you can use is the energy to just laugh and be soft. not control only by shouting. You never see anybody lifting up his hands. The keyboard, three keys are not working, and I'm going to raise money myself to go and repair it. Every time you go and bring the pastor a bill. Ask me the last time I took a bill to Bishop Dagiwad Mills. Ask me when I took a bill to him. And meet me in my office. Let me show you whether the money available to me was enough to do what you are sitting in. Once you have been given a domain, rule. Rule over your life. Tell your life that this year, a chapter a day. Rule over your life that this year, this person out of my life. Take charge. There are people this year I've not even sent a text message to. And there's a reason. Even Happy New Year, I've not done it. Be in charge. Be in charge. Know where your life comes from. And control yourself to live your life there. Yes. If you allow it, things will dissipate. Things will take you away from your real source of water. You have no idea what this hot church we are in, the implications this hot church we are in has to your life and for your life. If you knew, you'll find an area and take over. Say, hey, give me this mountain. Give me my domain. Give me, you must come to your pastor, Bishop. I want a domain. Give me something in this church. Something to rule. There's nothing. To have a beautiful life. To have a beautiful life. I just came from England. I just came from England.
I'll be there.
Beautiful. If you want, you are London. The order. Beautiful life. Because the laws work. It's the same laws we have in Ghana. Because we are a British colony. It's the same law. The laws in Ghana are the same laws. But the difference is in the dominion. When your hands are not clean, you can't exact order. When your hands are soiled with blood and bribery and all the things, you can't. When you are not clean, you can't lead well. Don't sit down for a white Czechoslovakian or maybe Ukrainian woman to rule over you at Sasabi, a black boy at Sasabi, and a white Ukrainian or Czech woman. Moldovan woman who has filled her breast with oil. She is in Moldova and on the internet she controls you in Ghana to masturbate. You are in her domain. This year, you'll be in charge of your life. Take your keys. Lock your door.
No nonsense anymore. No nonsense anymore. I'm tired of this nonsense. I got to be. You see, the life, just you see, the difference between Accra and London, even though they are both called cities, is based on the amount of work that has been done. The work of multiplying, the work of replenishing, the work of subduing. Hey, politician Haba, the former prime minister Boris Johnson, right? Boris Johnson, he went to police station. You will sit down and answer questions. It's not this rubbish African politics. It's not leadership. It's politics we are doing here. Leadership. Leadership. Where you are a pastor over CEOs and you are not accountable. You only call the Basenta leaders for them to account. That's why there's... It's not leadership. Look at it. Look at the English word. God bless them. And God said to them, who are the people who are to multiply, replenish, have dominion, and subdue? It's not God. It's not God. It's the people he has created. But see, the last verse in verse 31. And God saw that everything that he had made. So it's not only man who is making. God is also making. He's also accountable. Any system where it's only God who sits on his chair and makes people make things. Go and do this. That he, the God, doesn't do anything. She, the pastor. She, the CEO. He, the Basenta leader. No, I'm preaching. I'm working. So that's why I expect you to also work. I don't just give instructions. Go and start a Basenta. I'm also starting a church. I'm pastoring a church. I'm working. In the garden, it was not only man who was working. God was also making things. In every system, is the leader who determines the pace of work. He's a leader. Everybody looks at the leader. He's the pacemaker or pace setter. I don't feel like pace. Pacemaker. The rhythm is the leader. You don't go and hide in whatever and just come out and give instructions. Do this, do that, do this. No. I said, for every Genesis 1:28, there's also a Genesis 1, what? 31. Wake up. Stand to your feet and let's close. Let me tell you, anything that is nice because of work. Anything that is nice and beautiful, it's nice because of work. That's why China is taking over the world with speed. The amount of work going on there, there's nothing. Or Europe, America, they are on retirement. They are 90 years old, so on retirement. The young man that is working in this world is China. And it's a beautiful place. Motorways, four here, that are hanging in the skies. We can't even make it on the soil. God has given us desert, hard ground to even use. We can't. They are hanging concrete and what on. Tell somebody by looking into the person's eye, your life can be more beautiful than this. No, say it again. And let the other person also tell you. Tell the person. Say, your life can be more beautiful than this.
If your life is ugly, God didn't make your life ugly. You made your life ugly. It will shock you to know the extent to which you are responsible for your life. It will shock you to know how little God has a role to play in your life. It will surprise you and disturb you to know that God is not in charge. This type of is just nonsense. Wake up. Subdue. Have dominion. Replenish. Multiply. Be fruitful. And remember that the God who gives instructions himself is also making things. Lift your two hands and pray. Marukas Krikiki Patunama Shabadakata Baba Simoni Mama Keto Bahatabasata Mayabosh Kebe Makuta Baba. It's a beautiful life. Even an anointed life is a beautiful life. Why will people carry suitcases from Damongo to come to First Love Center and wait for 2 days before a man who will never even meet them and lay his hands on them will speak on the stage? Why? Anointing is even beautiful. Beauty attracts. Lift your hands. You must be very beautiful. You are not attractive. You are actually repulsive. Somebody is having a church service at 7 p.m. By 6 a.m. in the morning, people are queuing. Attraction. The power of beauty. You may not be a Benihin. You may not be a whatever. But your little life, I'm telling you that, if you are thinking that God is coming to make your life beautiful, if you are thinking that God is the one coming to make your life beautiful, then you've not read your Bible. Kataba hataba. Polabas. Kreke patunda. Kebadush. Ha makata baba. Shomina mahande. Melosh kebahata. Ramazimi matola baba. Rababa satabayade. Stimadosh. Stimadosh. Stimadosha. Lift your hands and pray. Pray. And as you are praying, let God take you on an excursion through your house, through your marriage, through your ministry, through your life, through your relationships. Lift your hands. I said, as you are praying, be like a drone moving through relationships, your room, your children, your husband, your wife, your father, your environment, your office, and pray, pray. Let God take you to, and you are, I mean, every spot he takes you to, ask yourself, is this place beautiful? There's no beauty where things are not subdued. There's no beauty where there's no dominion. There's no beauty where there's no multiplication. There is no beauty. Kekosh. Kebo simanima yata baba yata rani skopahata. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Do it. Do it, Lord. Matika bosaba ramayanda baba imaya gada baba remo mahinda baba
I feel that you didn't hear it well. It's worth repeating. You are a creation of God, and He expects that He will one day use the word "very good" for your life. You have no business giving back to God an ugly life. You have no business giving God back an ugly life, an ugly church, an ugly ministry. It takes work. And I've broken down the five dimensions of the work. And the beauty of this work, mommy, is that as you are making others work, you yourself are working. That's the beauty. If you had pastors, lady pastor, working the same way they expect center leaders to work, it will be a beautiful church. A beautiful church. Lord, I've spoken. Add your voice. Add your voice. Now, Lord, let them hear what I didn't say, but you intended to tell them. Speak to them. Brood over these words, Lord, and let fruits come out of this message. Let as many as hear your word enjoy fruits from these words that were not uttered by the lips of the preacher. Give us the grace to build beautiful lives. Lord, let it not be that in our lives, in this church, you are the only one working. Jesus said, "My Father works hitherto, and I also work." Teach us to work to the degree that you are also working. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, you are not born again. I want to pray for you today to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your personal Savior. I want to say, "Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to know Jesus." Lift your hand right now. I want to pray for you right now. I want to pray for you. You need Jesus in your life. Don't look around. Don't check if somebody has. It's a personal decision. You and God. As every eye is closed, lift your hand. I want to pray for you. "Pastor, I want to know Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to love you. I want to serve you. I thank you for your great mercy. In Jesus' name, Amen. Close your eyes, please. There is someone here today. God is calling you to know Him, to come close to Him, to surrender, to give your life to Him. Before I step down, I want you, if you are here and you want to hand over your life to Jesus, I want you to lift up your hand. I want to pray for you right now. I want to pray for you right now. Father, we thank you. Yes. Yes. Thank you that it is done. Thank you, Lord, that it is done. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now,
we trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makanere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.